Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with cheese straws. That's right, these super simple breadsticks are cheesy, easy, and crispier than Young Jeezy. And believe it or not, there's no dough to make. We're going to use frozen puff pastry for this, and it really works incredibly well. So we're going to take one sheet of the aforementioned frozen puff pastry dough, and I want you to put it down on a floured cutting board and just let it thaw enough that you can unfold it. The colder this is, the easier it is to work with, so it does not need to be totally thawed. As soon as you can unfold it, and please do not be concerned about the two seams. I know they look a little rough and a little gnarly, but they will not be a factor. So the next step, once we're unfolded, is we're going to brush something on here to help the cheese stick. And a lot of people use egg wash for this, but I don't. I like olive oil, and not just any olive oil. My secret trick here is to use a little bit of the olive oil that anchovies are packed in. And of course, we jokingly refer to anchovies as Italian MSG, and that's just going to add a little bit of extra savoriness, a little bit of saltiness. But you can certainly just use regular olive oil for this. So I'm just going to drizzle on a couple teaspoons and use my pastry brush to coat the entire surface, all right, just like that. And once that's done, I'm going to go ahead and season this up a little bit. I'm going to be pretty straightforward with a little bit of salt, pepper, and cayenne. But you could put all kinds of dried herbs and spices and curry powders and different peppers, smoked paprika, things like that. So I'm just showing you my basic formula, and then you will adapt, as I've trained you to do with all these years of brainwashing. And once you're happy with the seasoning, we're going to go ahead and start grating on some cheese. So I'm going to use some well-aged white cheddar and some Parmesan. And you'll notice I'm using the microplane. I want really finely shredded cheese here. So you really do want to use those aged, pungent, harder aged cheeses. That's just going to work much better for this. And it's really hard to give you a measurement, but you want to make sure the surface is covered. And it might look like that's a ton, but it really isn't because it's so finely shredded. So after I did that generous grating of white cheddar, I followed that up with a grating of Parmesan cheese. Of course, you're going to use the real stuff, Parmigiano Reggiano. How many times have I told you that? Like probably 150, literally. But long story short, you're going to cover the surface with finely grated sharp cheese of some type. And then we're going to cover it with a piece of plastic wrap because we want to press it into the surface. By now, our dough is probably fully thawed, so this step should be very easy. I might use the pan to press it down. You could just use your fingertips and palms. Totally works. Probably even better. So I press that in. We're going to remove the plastic, and then we're going to cut these into strips. And the best tool for the job is a pizza cutter. Of course, you can use a knife, but this just works so much better. So I'm going to cut once down each seam, and then each of those thirds I will cut into thirds. So I'm going to get 9 cheese straws per sheet of puff pastry. And you can certainly cut these smaller and have thinner, crisper cheese straws. That's totally up to you. Just keep in mind, the bigger the strips, the more bread-like these will be. So we're going to cut those as even as possible, and then we're going to twist. So I tend to start by flipping it over so the seasoned side is down, and then sort of twist from both ends. And ideally, you want that seasoned, cheesy side facing out. But to be honest, it really doesn't matter. Once he's baked, they look great anyway. But if you can twist it that way, go for it. And really, that's all there is to it. And once that's twisted, just place it on a lined baking sheet. All right, one more time. I like to twist it so it kind of starts in the middle. And then I'll go from the center out to the ends, twisting like that. And then the tighter you twist these, the denser and crisper they will be. And conversely, if you twist these very loosely, you'll have a thicker, breadier cheese straw. So really, that's up to you. I kind of like to go down the middle. Not super skinny and highly twisted, but not too loose either. So that's what mine look like. So once those are all twisted and placed upon our sheet tray, I like to do one other step, which probably is completely unnecessary, but I always do it anyway. I'll take some more Parmesan and do another fine grating over the top. And I know what you're thinking. Hey, most of it's going on sheet pan. You totally wasted it. But I didn't. Check it out. Because the dough is now soft and kind of sticky, I'll give them a little roll, and they're going to pick up all that extra cheese, just like that. So that is an optional step, but I like to do it. I'm actually paid by the step. And at that point, we're going to place those in a very well preheated 400-degree oven. And those are going to cook until well-browned and crisp, about 20 to 30 minutes. Depends on how big you made yours. But after about 10 or 15 minutes, I do like to pull them out and turn them over because the side that's down will get a little crispier. So I like to flip them over. I'm going to pop those back in for another 10 minutes or so until they look like this. They're going to be beautifully golden brown. All right, if you pick it up by one end and they droop, put them back in. They're not done. So that's a great way to test them. If you hold it up by the end, they should be perfectly stiff. And these were. And those cheese straws are done. Now, I do like to transfer these onto a wire rack to cool them. If you leave something like this on a sheet tray, it can get a little soggy underneath as it cools. So by transferring them onto the rack to cool, you won't have to worry about that happening. And did they really truly get crispy and crunchy, or do they just look crispy and crunchy? Well, you be the judge. Oh yeah. It's been a while since we did the old fork drag. And then, of course, I must make you listen to me bite this. By the way, a lot of people call these cheese sticks, which really is a more accurate name, because these don't have a hole in the middle of them. So you really couldn't use these like a straw? In other words, these don't suck. I went a long way for that one. But anyway, this really is a super simple and versatile technique. Very cool for entertaining. So I really do hope you give these a try. Head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info as usual. And as always, enjoy.